up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, would you look at that? An entire another week has gone by. I just looked at the calendar. Not only that, it's the first week of November already. Here I thought we were on the tail end of October. And I was like, oh, geez, that would have been like yesterday or something. Holy cow. Time is flying by. Anyway, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. I don't know. We're only 30 seconds into this, and I'm feeling extra peppy today. I don't know why. That can't be good. But anyway, we got work to do. We made it through Halloween. We're into November now. Man, we're only like 4 weeks away from slipping Christmas songs into this show. Yikes! Let's not worry about that yet. Let's get rolling with the Sweet Helen Polka with Al Soika and his orchestra. And there you go, just like that, we have Al Soika in the orchestra there, the Sweet Helen Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How are things looking this week, huh? Well, depending when you're hearing the show, you either have an election coming up or an election that's just over. Here's what I know. There's no politics on this show, so you know what? Nobody winds up grumpy around here. That's the way things work out. Let's do Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, right? I love the polka. I think that's probably common with about all of you out there, huh?
Thank you. of a dance one night, it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She was blonde, she had blue eyes, I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with me.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go, swinging the red raven polka with the sweetheart that I love so.
And there you go, doing that polka there, Lawrence Ducal, the Red Raven Orchestra. They love the polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Glad you're tuning in this week. Hope you find everything satisfactory during this next hour, right? I have a record here, I'm pretty sure, has never been on the show before. This artist has never been on the show before, which is odd because this record's like 50 or 60 years old. It's another one of those ones I found out in the boxes of records in the garage that haven't been gone through in a long time. And I have a record by Brother Burr. And I don't recall ever playing a Brother Burr record. And I thought, well, I guess the appropriate song would be the Happy Burr-O Polka, right? I'm waiting for you to say, yeah, right. Brother Burr, this is the Happy Burr-O Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
They have it there, Brother Burr, and the Happy Burro Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I'm 99% sure that was Brother Burr's debut on the show after 10 and a half years of doing this show. I think that's the first Brother Burr record I've come across. I need to dig through boxes of records in the garage more often as I find a lot of interesting stuff out there. I find a lot of stuff that I have no interest in ever playing in my entire life as well, but that wasn't one of those. So here we are doing another Oompa Hour, and I want to remind you to visit the World of Accordions Museum. If someday, some way, you should just happen to find yourself plopped in the middle of Superior, Wisconsin, because that's where they are, right there on Belknap Street. You can just follow the smell of 4,000 bellows. Because, you know, like accordion air has a certain smell, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a mix of fabric and glue and plastic and I don't know, but yeah, just follow the smell. It's kind of like when you get into a small airplane, like you get into somebody's Cessna or somebody's Piper. They all smell the same inside. I think it's from the avgas. Same thing with accordions. They all have that certain smell. Same thing with old instrument amplifiers. They all have an old instrument amplifier smell, at least if you got a good one with tubes in it. Kind of like an old movie projector. If you're sitting around watching home movies, you get that smell. Anyway, that's how you find the World of Accordions Museum. Just follow your nose. Yeah, do not do that. Anyway, they do have about 4,000 accordions and related instruments on display. They have research materials. They have the concert hall. Most of all, they have knowledgeable, friendly people that just want to show you all the groovy stuff they've got there. You can check them out online. That's the easiest way, worldofaccordions.org. You can read a lot of historical information, look at a lot of great pictures. And if you happen to be in the area, you're planning a trip up this way, by all means, put them on your agenda. Is that what it is? I'm checking my agenda. That sounds like a city council meeting. Your itinerary. That's what it is. When you're on vacation, you have an itinerary. When you go to the city council meeting, you have an agenda. That's the deal. Anyway, worldofaccordions.org. Look them up when you have time, all right? Here's Ray Henry and the orchestra and the Zippy Polka. We'll be right back. And just like that, you heard the Zippy Polka with Ray Henry and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. If you're just joining us for the first time ever and you're like, what the heck is going on? Just a simple little hour-long polka record show that all the songs are quite literally from records, because it's like old school, it's old-time music, it's old school playing. There's no CDs, there's no digital downloads or any of that stuff, although you might be listening digitally, because you can listen on a radio, you can listen on a web stream or a download or a podcast, or I don't know, a billion different ways you can hear stuff nowadays. So thanks to the 29, actually, radio stations that carry the show around the country. I'm still getting somebody, trying to get somebody in Canada to carry the show so I can call it an international show, but that hasn't happened yet, but I keep trying. But we do have 29 stations where people are polkaing along with you to this music, all on their own schedules. You know, if you're a radio station thinking about doing it, you can play it any day of the week, whenever you want. We're very flexible here in Oompa Land. All right, I got Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys over here on turntable number two. Yes, this is the Frisky Polka. And there you have it there. That's the Frisky Polka. That's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now I got a record, another one I salvaged out of the garage. I love record adventures in the garage. And, you know, the cold weather is getting here in northern Minnesota. We haven't got on, like, you know, to, like, way below freezing yet or anything. We've been down, I want to say, into the upper 20s, though. No sign of snow as of this speaking, but you never know at any moment to get to this time of the year. But it starts getting a little cold to go out in the garage and spend a lot of time standing on the cement flipping boxes of records. But we'll see what we can do. I have Johnny's Polka next, Frankie Yankovic here, and the Yanks are not mentioned anywhere on this record. So I don't know if he's playing with a different group or they just didn't want to say Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. But nonetheless, this is Johnny's Polka. Frankie Yankovic there, of course. You could tell a Frankie Yankovic record, but you can't tell it much. No, you can always tell, though. It's got that sound. There's a certain Yankovic sound that you know 2 seconds into the record. That's Johnny's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I saw a little thing in the news this week, and I wrote this down because I wanted to remember it. The average person, it says, takes 38 seconds to judge your home. And in that 38 seconds, the first time they walk into your home, 38 seconds, they will notice if you vacuumed, if the windows are dirty, and if there's a funny smell. So pay attention. 38 seconds, and people have already formed their review of your home in their brain. I don't think our house... The weird thing is, though, you know, when you live in the same house all the time, it never stinks to you unless something really bad has happened. But generally, you know, you don't notice if you're, you know... But if you have, like, say the belt goes bad in the vacuum cleaner and the thing jams up and you melt the belt, then the whole house smells like burnt rubber vacuum cleaner belt for like a week. Ah, yes, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Here's Chicago's Concertina All-Stars. This is the Ice Cream Polka. There you go, with Chicago's Concertina All-Stars there. It's the Ice Cream Polka. Did not make me want ice cream. That's because it's like 25 degrees outside. That's like, I don't know, it's maybe 30 or something, but I am not in the ice cream mood. My grandson is in an ice cream mood lately. Man, oh man, he wants ice cream all the time now. He's 8 years old, and Grandma usually has like those little pre-made ice cream. They look like an ice cream cone, things that you just, you know, unwrap it and it's ready to eat. And he had asked if she had any, and he wanted one, and she didn't have any. She said, "But I have ice cream." "What kind of ice cream do you have, Grandma?" And she had Moose Tracks, which is like chunks of chocolate with peanut butter in white ice cream, vanilla ice cream. He didn't want that. That seemed very uncertain to him. He didn't want anything called Moose Tracks. And she says, "Well, I have vanilla." And he says, "I don't want vanilla. That's just plain white ice cream. That would be terrible." But then, because we normally have ice cream that's already a flavor, so we don't usually use toppings. But then we said, "But wait, you can put chocolate on it. You can put caramel on it. You can put butterscotch on it. We have all these things that you can customize the ice cream to whatever you want it to be." Well, Grandma had this chocolate stuff that she squirted on the ice cream. And when it hits the cold, it turns hard. So it like turns into crackle, like a dipped thing at Dairy Queen, you know? And now he's hooked on that. So now he's like, "Hey, I want some of that vanilla ice cream and the chocolate stuff that freezes on it." So, hey, if you got an 8-year-old around, just valuable information might help you out. Another record from the garage. I got four or five records I pulled out of the garage this week. And I have a million Deutschmeisters records in the studio here. So that's, you know, not like a new thing. But I don't have this particular album up here. And I was like, "Wait a minute, why are the Deutschmeisters singing the Polish boyfriend polka. Is that allowed? I thought you had to be a Polish boy and a Polish girl. Well, no, you obviously don't really have to, but doesn't it seem weird that in my brain that's always been a Polish song? And here it is by the Deutschmeisters. Man, you talk about cultural adaption and welcoming of different, I don't know. Anyway, here's the record. I'm like 99.964% positive I've never heard that version before. And I've been playing Deutschmeister's records for a long time, but I never had this album. It's been in the garage for the last 30 years. Anyway, that is the Deutschmeister's Polish Boyfriend Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's do this Lil Wally record here. It actually says right on it that he is not only Lil Wally, but he is Mr. Happiness. Yes, that's what it says. It's the Take Me Baby Polka, which I understand is sometimes known as the North, South, East, West Polka. All depends which nationality you are. Yeah, that's a true thing. Anyway, here's Lil Wally.
On earth will do. Baby, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, or I'll be happy, I know. Place on earth will do.
Yeah.
Take me, baby.
Take me, baby.
Don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
I love you twice.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, or I'll be happy, I know.
There you go, Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness. It says right on the record, Mr. Happiness. Here on Tim Zumpa Hours, your old-time oldie show. Now, as you know, every week on the show, besides playing all songs off of records, there's two things we always do. We always play at least one waltz. Sometimes we play a couple of waltzes. Sometimes I just go crazy. And we also always play at least one 78 RPM record, one record from the days of shellac records. Before they were stamping them out of vinyl, they were smashing those babies out of shellac. And the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm living on the edge. I am living on the edge because this record has got a big crack in it that runs from the edge almost to the hole in the middle. It's got a chunk of shellac missing out of the middle of the record about halfway through, just a little bitty chunk, like, well, bigger than the head of a pin, but smaller than the head of an eraser. And I think it'll play right through the missing chunk because I was trying to check it out. But this is kind of dicey, but I want to try it anyway just because I'm weird. And it's I've never heard of the group before. This is, you know, when I'm pulling out 78s, I'm finding some weird stuff that I haven't touched, you know, like in my whole lifetime. So, yeah, this could, it's the Jitterettes. Is that a great name for a group? The Jitterettes. And it's the Sunshine Polka. Are you ready? Let's crank the Victrola up and see if this baby's gonna run, shall we?
Thank you.
Ah, there you go. Don't ever call and request me to play that record. I'm not sure it'll hold together for another play. But I wanted to play a record by a group called the Jitterettes. So there it is with the Sunshine Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I got to get over here and find a waltz. I don't have a waltz ready to go. Well, I work on that. You can listen to Claire Witkowski and his orchestra doing what else but Witkowski's Polka. And there you have it there, Claire Witkowski and his orchestra. That's Witkowski's Polka. You know, if you're going to write a song, might as well name it after yourself, right? This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I want to remind you I want to remind you that if you would like to make a request or a dedication or have a question or a comment or, I don't know, want to repair car maintenance tips or whatever you want to do, you get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters many different ways. If you have any kind of a telephone, it could be a 1948 dial phone that's screwed right into your wall. It could be a payphone from 1962 out in the middle of a parking lot somewhere. You can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Now, if you're a little fancier than that and you want to send a text message, same number, 218-259-2985. You can always email to oompahour@aol.com, all one word, no spaces, no dashes, nothing, just oompahour@aol.com. Or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Should do the job, all right? Now, for everyone who wants to waltz, this is your moment. I found a waltz. Let's get the job done here. Dancers, I'll give you a little extra time here to scooch some of the furniture out of the way so you're ready to go. And maybe convince your partner that you should probably get up and dance. I mean, it's only 3.5 minutes, I think. So you should be able to hold up for that. Judy and her Sushi Brothers. Is it Sushi Brothers or Suki Brothers? I see this and I never remember. And then I doubt myself. Anyway, dancers, if you're ready, this is the old rocking chair waltz.
Sitting alone in the an old rocking chair. I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Her hands were all calloused and wrinkled and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Bless her old heart, do you think she complained? The life has been bitter, she lived it again. And carried the cross that was more than her share, rocking alone in. In her heart, just some small remembrance on somebody's part. A letter would brighten her empty life there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I know some children in an orphan's home would think they don't have her if she was their own. They'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I look at her and I think what a shame. The ones who forgot her, she loves just the same. And I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
There you go, Judy and her Suki brothers. I'm not sure. Anyway, the old rocking chair waltz here at Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And now for something completely different.
Fortune.
That is Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there singing about those Pumbas. You can tell right here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Quite a change in mood from the previous waltz, huh? All right, we got to get this little thing in here. I think we get a couple more records into the show here. Man, I can't believe how fast the show went by today. It's like, what? At first, I thought something was wrong with the clock. But time is flying by. I looked at my list. I played enough songs. But it just seems like time went pretty darn quick anyway. Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get back to work here on the show. I think we get a couple of more records in here anyway. We'll see how that goes. I have Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops. This is the Three Musketeers Polka. And there you have it there, Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops and the Three Musketeers Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we get ready to wrap up another show already, believe it or not. I got about 2,000 records I got to sort out this afternoon, get them put on the shelves and stuff where they go. So I got a little work ahead of me, so I think we're going to wrap it up here with Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra. And we're actually going out on an oberic this week, not a polka. That almost never happens. So, dancers, if you're ready, we'll be back to do this all over again next week with a different stack of records, though. In the meantime, Frank Wall Smith and the orchestra. And there you go. That's a pretty good sound of record there. That one doesn't get on the air very often here on the show. In the Haystack, it's an Oberic, obviously. Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra. And that wraps up this round of action. A Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show for another week. Yeah, I got to go. I got 2,000 records I got to sort out, put away. So I got work to do. In the meantime, you know, I'm just going to roll this little theme song and start getting organized for next week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.